Course, my ma had some of that stock dog blood in her veins, and I'm sure that had an effect on my rise to fame and fortune. She always said that we were Australians, back to who laid the chunk, to use her exact words. And no, I don't know what that means. Well, I know what it means, but I don't know why she put it that way. It doesn't make a lot of sense, does it? Back to who laid the chunk. Maybe you can figure it out, I never did. But the point is that Ma had some of that good top-of-the-line, blue-ribbon, Australian cowdog blood in her background. And no doubt, she threw me a pretty good dose of it. Even as a pup in our beef box nursery, I would try to herd my brothers and sisters. When they didn't go where they were supposed to go, I often bit them on the ears. That was fun, and it worked pretty well, until my sister Maggie got tired of it. I remember that day. We were playing herding sheep, don't you see? And naturally, she was the sheep and I was the dog. I never wanted to play the part of a sheep. It always seemed undignified to me. Who wants to be a dumb sheep? Not me. But somebody had to play the sheep, and, well, it seemed good and proper. That is, we voted on it and decided that Maggie wouldn't mind being the sheep. But Maggie was a stubborn little cuss and didn't always want to behave in a sheeply manner. And on this particular day, I was forced to bite her on the ear. And she, well, bit me back. As you can imagine, that ruined the whole game. You can't play herding sheep with the sheep biting the dog. Not only does it spoil the atmosphere of good, clean fun, but it also, well, hurts. That brought an end to my playing sheep with Maggie. And that's when I branched out and started herding cats. It also left me with my very first piece of cowdog wisdom. Don't try to herd your kinfolks.